Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Every Friday, our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com joins us. Corey, are you there?
I am here. Hello, everyone.
Hello, and Corey, thank you. On Monday, I'm on your podcast, Motivational Mondays. We taped it a couple of days ago. I can't wait to hear it. Where can we find it, Corey?
Yes, well, it's a podcast from the National Society of Leadership and Success, the NSLS. It's an honor society for young people and college graduates. And so NSLS.org is the location where you can find it on Monday, about after 10 a.m. it should be available. So check it out.
Thank you, Donald. Yes. We'll plug it again on Monday, but I'm excited about that. We've got tons of gossip, so let's jump into our show. Hey, my friends, what time is it? It is tea time. Hey, big breaking news at the top of the show. Ramona Singer, Luann de Lesseps, and Sonia Morgan from The Real Housewives of New York look like they have been fired.
Ooh.
So Radar is reporting that the three ladies have been told they will not be coming back to the show as housewives.
Whoa.
However, the door has been left a little bit open because they have been told if they want to return as friends, they can do that. The friends, the housewife distinction is actually quite a big deal in the world of these reality ladies. If you are a cast member, if you are a real housewife, you hold the apple at the top of the show and you also make a lot more money. If you're a friend on the show, you just get paid a day rate, a lot less. You're not on the whole season. Basically, you're like a safety net. If the ladies get a bit boring or if they need to juice it up, they call the friends and in they come. In the past, this has happened to Luann. So a couple of seasons ago, Luann was sort of kicked off the show and told, we don't really want you anymore, but if you want to be a friend of the housewives, we'd love to use you. Luann told me it ended up being really good for her because they missed her so much. And she earned more money because the show was so dull, they called her practically every day. So the day rate ended up paying Luann more money than what she would have earned as a full-time cast member. However, this time I'm told by sources close to Luann that she's actually going to move on. It's been a decade. She's really enjoyed it. It's made her famous. She does her cabaret shows.
Yeah.
She's going to move on. I'm told Ramona is livid, which really, really ties in. If you know Ramona, you know she cannot be nice. So Ramona's furious about this. And it is sort of interesting, isn't it? What do you do when you're told no? Do you throw your toys away and run off? Or do you sort of work with them? Sonia, I'm told, will probably take the offer. She probably will return as a friend. She likes the money, she likes the attention, she likes the show. She enjoys it. There's nothing wrong with that. She enjoys doing this show. And if you know Sonia at all, this show has become her life. This is who she is. So I understand her staying on the show. Ramona's insulted. And Luann actually isn't. Luann's the coolest of the three of them who's decided, it's been a great run. I've earned a lot of money. You've got my phone number. If you need me another season, give me a call.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go and do my cabaret. Which of the three approaches do you think you would take, Corey, if you were told you're fired?
You know, I have a feeling in life in general, when I'm not wanted, honey, I move on, right? So I don't sit there and grovel and beg. And I have to say, I've not met Luann. I have met and spoken to Ramona and Sonia. I like Sonia a lot. Ramona, not a fan.
Not a fan.
And I think that actually Ramona is just angry because she doesn't really have anything else.
Right.
Like, this is her life. Sonia can move on. You know, Luann obviously can move on. I think Ramona, this defines Ramona at her time in her life.
Interesting you say that. I know them all quite well. Ramona's my least favorite of the three of them. I get a kick out of Sonia personally, not just on the show. Sonia's
a fun
person. I've spent many a drunken night at her townhouse with the gays, laughing and joking. She's really, really fun.
Yeah,
and she does have friends outside of this. Ramona doesn't. This is her entire existence. And I would even argue the show has ruined what life she did have before the show. She's now divorced. Her daughter is off in college. I'm sure she's a good mom. Let's give her that. But she's not really the kindest person if you meet her.
No.
Luann is cool. Luann is somebody you want to hang out with. Like, if the three of them call, the one that I'm most excited to see is Lou. Like, if I see Lou call or text, I'm like, oh, that'll be a fun night. If I see Ramona's name on my phone, I'm like, And Sonia makes me smile. Sonia is a lot of fun. But they're shaking this up. They're going to shake up the season. The ratings are terrible. They have fell apart. Less than 600,000-700,000 people are watching each episode.
Oh, my goodness.
They once were doing millions. Bethany's not coming back. So instead of double downing on the original ladies, they're going to find a whole new bunch of girls. I'm told they're looking for a lot younger. You know, the good news about this is the ratings are so bad that they can really shake it up. They can take risks that they otherwise wouldn't normally take. But at the moment, the numbers are just so bad for this show that they can shake it up. And it might be the first time ever we have a really young, diverse bunch of housewives.
Well, I don't want to cut you off, Rob, but listen, I got to say before we move on, you know, I think the franchise could just be, it could be just dead. I mean, the genre could just be gone.
But Beverly Hills is doing fabulous. That Lisa Renner, that Eric, I know, like in the millions. I don't think, and that cat, what's her name? Kathy Hilton's on there. Diamonds. So I think there's something, I know it's all that glamorous life. So this, I thought the same. I was like, the whole thing's over. It's in the past. It'll limp along for another 5 years or something. But I don't know. I looked at Beverly Hills numbers just before we spoke. It's doing phenomenal. So I think what they have to do is get more fun back in it. It used to be such a campy, silly, you know, it's never going to win an Emmy Award. It's never great TV.
No.
But it was sort of enjoyable. It got a little mean or too mean. It was always a bit mean.
Yeah, too much.
It's
too much.
Too mean. Let's all have a little giggle, put some fun back in the housewives, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Ramona Singer, Countess Luann and Sonia have been fired. They now have been offered roles as friends. Is this a good move or a bad move? Hey, go to our Twitter page, our Naughty Nice Number, our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes. Well, Chris Harrison is not considering retirement. So Chris Harrison is soaking up his post-Bachelor time as he figures out what's next for him in the world of show business. The former Bachelor franchise host officially stepped down from his gig on the ABC dating show in June after being embroiled in a racism controversy that saw him defending season 25 contestant Rachel Kirkconnell. After, you know, you guys remember it came to light that she had done she had attended a party that had an antebellum theme, which is not a good look. But according to a source that spoke with Us Weekly, Harrison is enjoying his time away from the camera now that the scandal is behind him. They say that Chris Harrison is doing truly great, and he's enjoying his time with his kids and growing his relationship with Laura Zima. And he lives a low-key life in Texas when he's not taking trips or going on vacation. The insider also noted that Harrison is taking it easy and keeping a low profile following the scandal. He doesn't see himself as retired from show business. In fact, he's looking for a new project. So, Rob, one of the things I learned from you, my guru, my publicist guru over the years, is that sometimes people will plant a story to sort of feel the audience.
Little red flag here. The response has been quite good. The response has been quite good. Now, remember, he got $10 million to leave the franchise, so don't worry.
He's
got a lot of money. He's only 50 years old.
Whoa.
So there's a lot of life left in him. I think he's going to get another job at some point. I'm not quite sure. Where this scandal has hurt him, and so people are a little bit curious about it. I'm told he's still in talks for Dancing with the Stars.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I'm told that he can tiptoe. He can maybe
put his big toe in.
Shoes shuffle. That's hard to say. Into the back into our lives. So I think he can waltz, 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 or cha-cha-cha back into our lives slowly. I don't think it's a good idea for him to host a new show immediately because he can't carry that. But be a guest on the show. You've got all that money. You don't need another job. Be careful here. But I think it's a good idea that Chris has moved to Texas. He's keeping a low profile.
That's smart.
Let us miss you a little bit, darling. Don't be too annoying. Let us miss you. The numbers on The Bachelor are not good without you. And I love that you're not rubbing that in. He's not on social media all angry. Just take a break, darling. You've got all that money. You will be just fine, I think. Moving along, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are talking about marriage.
Oh, my goodness.
So Us Weekly are reporting they're the real deal. I told you this. They're madly in love. And they don't want to let each other go this time. If you remember, they were together. They called it quits in 2004. That's when I was working with Jen. And sources go on to say that Ben always considered J-Lo as the one that got away, and he is determined to make sure that doesn't happen again. It's such a cliche that love's better the second time around, but maybe it really is. Maybe it really is. They're both a little older. They both know what they want out of life. I'm told, my sources tell me, that it won't be a big wedding. That these two, I know, it's sort of amazing, because when you think J-Lo, you think everything's so big. Like, it's also over the top.
Yeah, grand,
like, the opera at the Met is also larger than life with her. But I'm told it will be a small wedding. The children, close family, some friends. It's not going to be Hollywood royalty there, although I'm sure Matt Damon will go.
Of course.
And so, good luck to you two. I mean, it's a lot, and I do think people are getting a little sick of all the publicity photographs. It feels like a lot. Talking about Chris Harrison taking some time off, maybe Jen and Ben should go to Texas too for a couple of weeks.
They've got the money. They can do the same. Just relax and chill.
They got the money. It's amazing to me, isn't it? These thirsty celebrities, even the ones that are at the top of their game, Corey, they never want to sit down. They just never want to stop. It's exhausting.
Fame is highly addictive, and you can see that she eats, sleeps, and breathes it. She can't help it. It's who she is.
Yeah, she's been famous now for so long that I don't think she knows any other life. And this is going to hit, and I know they're not as famous as J-Lo, but this is what's going to hit the Housewives. Once that show is over for them, it's over. Like, it's over. It comes to an end. Jill Zarin, who I know quite well, she's still shocked about it. Like, she still reminisces about the days of being on that show. It was a decade ago, and she still hasn't quite got over it. I know. It's something that's so interesting to me. Fame and people's addiction to it. Talking of people that were really famous and it all went away, Honey Boo Boo, she's back in the news. What is she up to?
Well, Honey Boo Boo says she does not understand the whole body shaming thing. And you know, she's been subject to that since she was a child. So her real name is Alana Thompson, of course. And she became a staple in American pop culture as soon as she appeared on TLC's Toddlers and Tiaras at just 6 years old. And I loved her on that show because she really did like kind of push the whole like pageant thing over the edge. You know, she was amazing. But at that time she went by the nickname of Honey Boo Boo. And she used to use these great catchphrases like, "Honey, I'll holla for a dollar." She was amazing as a child. But anyway, she was a real pistol. But at 15 years old now, she is ready to shed that part of her identity. I mean, she's almost 16. You know, she's like a young woman. Yeah. She did an interview with Teen Vogue, and she says, "My mama did not name me Honey Boo Boo. My real name is Alana, and she's from Georgia." And she says, "You know, I guess people still expect me to be Little Honey Boo Boo, and I'm not anymore. Just because I'm from the South, people expect me to be all like a country bumpkin, riding out on four-wheelers all the time, but that's not how it really is." Now, ahead of her 16th birthday, Thompson already has aspirations of getting a car, graduating high school, and going to college to become a neonatal nurse and providing for her family one day. All very admirable traits. Smart young lady. And sadly, though, she's been a victim of body shaming throughout most of her life because she was an overweight child, right?
Yep.
And that was part of her fame and her success was that she was overweight. So everybody's all about body positivity, she says, until they see a body they don't like. "Just because I got a little extra meat on my bones, you all want to hate me. I'll never get body shaming. I don't ever look at people and say, oh, I wish I was like her, because I don't ever wish to be like anybody else. I am my own person," she said.
So
like,
nice.
"I know I'm beautiful. I know I got a banging body. I don't care. As long as I like myself, I'm good," she says. And again, Rob, I think there's someone else who must have read the four-word answer, apparently.
She needs her own book. I'm so impressed with her. I met her when she was 6 years old. I was on the set of a TV show, and she walked on. She literally was a superstar. The whole set went crazy, as if she was Angelina Jolie. And she was really wise then. She was really wise. And now this interview, 15 years old, she's turning 16 soon. She's so wise, and the confidence that she has.
Yeah.
And to love herself in a
way
that Lizzo does. And this young girl hasn't had those experiences that Lizzo has had. It's been a really rough life for her.
Yeah.
So that show was cancelled. Lots of drama with her mother.
Oh my drugs, God, the boyfriend.
And the boyfriend, and the police. It was really, really
crazy.
Ugly. And she seems to have risen above it and become this really sort of smart, wonderful,
grounded,
amazing person. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Corey Andrew. Hey, let's get to the polls.
Da-da-da.
So on yesterday's show, we talked about Ben Affleck visiting Tiffany's, the fabulous jewelry store. But it had nothing to do with engagement rings. No, he was on a scavenger hunt with his family.
So they say.
I know Mark Lupo said the same. He doesn't believe it.
Yeah,
so he's a Preston.
Okay.
I believe it.
So
does this make you love Ben more, that he was with his children on a scavenger hunt? 60% said yes. You know what? When you're good with your family and you spend time with your kids, it's always good news to me. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh, yes. Well, Eric Stone Street 49. First, let me just say this story cracks me up. But Eric Stone Street 49 is turning the tables on internet trolls who thinks he's too old to be engaged to his almost 42-year-old fiance. So over the weekend, the Modern Family star announced he was engaged to pediatric nurse Lindsay Schweitzer after 5 years of dating. However, some commenters were not so nice as they pointed out Schweitzer's youthful glow. Oh. Of course, Stone Street couldn't help but address it in the only way he knows how, through comedy. So, the actor repurposed the same engagement photos, but with a filter that edited Schweitzer's appearance to add wrinkles, that made her look older. And he wrote the caption, "Apparently a lot of people think I look too old as a 49-year-old man to be engaged to my almost 42-year-old fiance. So she can't help that she looks so great at 42, and I can't help that I look like her granddad, apparently. So I fixed it for everyone." Oh my gosh,
genius.
If that is not the best response ever. Hilarious.
Genius. And nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty. Jeopardy scandal is far from over. So Mike Richards, who stepped down as the new host of the show, is still going to be the executive producer. The New York Times is reporting that Mayim Bialik is going to temporarily take the podium, but she doesn't really want the full-time job.
Yeah,
her availability, it's too much. She's got a Fox sitcom called Call Me Cat, and she's under contract for that, so she will fill in, but she's not that interested in the full-time job. Now Mike is going to go to sensitivity training. I'm told the following exclusive, that a lot of the people they've approached, new hosts, are only interested if Mike is gone. They don't want to work for him. They don't want to work for him after this.
Yeah.
If I went in as the host, and I'm not really anybody, but if they called me up and said, "Will you host it, Rob?" I'd be like, "Yes, but Corey's going to be my EP, not Mike Richards."
Yes.
I don't want him there. You know what I mean? Like, I think that after this, he should go. It's so weird because you know he wants to be the host. He's always going to be trying to sabotage
hovering
you.
Hovering over it,
So I think they should just probably move on completely here.
Mm.
Lots of drama. Hey, let's end the show with a moment of Rob.
You get a Rob.
Thank you, darling. The only way to crush those nasty negative voices is by going after your dreams.
Mm.
No matter what the voices or anybody tells you, go after your dreams.
Amen.
You got to do it. It's really hard to take the jump. It takes a lot of courage to do it. But in life, you have to pick courage or comfort. And be honest with yourself. If you pick comfort, fine. But know the truth. Sometimes I do pick comfort. Sometimes it's just too big a leap for me. It takes too much courage and I'm not ready yet. So I do a smaller leap. So, you know, one step at a time. That's fine. But I am honest with myself. When I get scared, when I get nervous, when I don't have the courage, I say, you know, today I want to be comfortable. I'm going to sit on the couch. I'm not going to go after that dream. I'll put it off for a day. And one day I hope I will get to it. But always be honest with yourself. The best way to crush those nasty voices is by going after your dreams. Hey, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.